How to Hide an Alien, Starboy, Book 2, written by Karen McCombie and read by Demi Olukoya. The back room of the Electrical Emporium was a messy muddle of things, a workspace where the temperamental kettles, toasters and PlayStations of Fairfield were fixed, a cosy living room with reams of semi-working fairy lights looped and dangling across every wall, a kitchen with a gurgling fridge and a sink full of often forgotten dishes. And now it also contained an amber-coloured alien, who was currently scrolling through the data lens he wore in his left eye. 853,200 seconds, the Starboy announced in the English of this particular Earth region. He sat crouched and glowing on a moth-eaten rug, staring at the four humans seated around him. The tall girl, Kiki, the short boy, Wes, the child, Ty, and the young man, Eddie. "What are you on about?" asked his friend and rescuer Kiki. "I fell to Earth 853,200 seconds ago," explained the Starboy happily.
"You mean 10 days ago you crash-landed in our school playground," suggested Wes, his other friend and rescuer. "That's how people would say it."
"Ah, yes, I understand," murmured the Starboy.
He found the dazzling array of human descriptions for time both baffling and fascinating. It could be talked about as seconds or minutes or hours. Days and nights could be split into categories such as dawn and dusk and lunchtime.
"And you've been here at mine for 3 days, said Eddie, the owner of the Electrical Emporium and repairer of broken things.
Eddie had been most kind. After the destruction of the Starboy school basement refuge, Eddie had given him shelter here. And not only that, he dragged a small generator into the higgledy-piggledy back room so that the energy-depleted alien could recharge. All the Starboy's rescuers had been so very welcoming. The Starboy suddenly wished he could do something for them in return. But what? And then it occurred to him that during discussions and comparisons of their respective worlds, he had not been able to adequately describe what his everyday environment looked like, as its constant electrical brightness was so unlike anything found on Earth. But, with his gaze falling on the black rectangle of the TV box, the Starboy wondered if he could transmute images of his home planet onto the screen.
"Please may I have your attention," the Starboy requested of his friends. "I would like you all to watch this."
Ty bounced on the sofa beside Kiki.
"What's happening? Are you going to show us your alien superpower?" he asked excitedly.
Kiki shushed her brother as the Starboy turned and stared intently at the TV that was balanced on the top of the generator.
"What exactly are you trying to do, Stan?" he heard Kiki ask, using the human name they'd settled on calling him.
The Starboy liked it. He felt happy to be known as Stan. Stan Boyd, in fact. All of his life so far, the Starboy had simply been referred to as a long line of unmemorable code.